The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
We're starting from the Mishnah Shema Midot Shevla Hayuba Mikdash. This Mishnah talks about the measuring vessels that they had in the Bet HaMikdash. They used to measure liquids in the Bet HaMikdash for the oil, for the yayin. So it says that seven different Midot measuring utensils in the Bet HaMikdash. Heen, V'chatzi Heen, U'shlishita Heen, U'rbi'ita Heen, Log, V'chatzi Log, U'rbi'it Log. Okay, count them up. You'll see there is seven. Heen actually can hold 12 log, which is 72 betzim. Okay, which is between 4 and 7 liters. Okay? This is the lah, all these to measure. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Sadok Omer, Shenatot Hayu Bahin. He says that they only had one measuring cup. They had the heen, and they had ridges in the cup, like a measuring cup, so you know exactly which level Adkan lepar, which is here, is to the par. Par is here, Hatziyahin. So they have a ridge there, so you know, you fill it up to here, that's Hatziyahin. Ve'adkan la'ayil. So u'shlishita heen la'ayil. So that's a third of the heen. Ve'adkan la'keves. Ve'ayita heen la'keves. So they had the lines on the thing. Rabbi Shimon omer, lo haya sham heen. There was no heen at all in the Beit HaMikdash. V'chi me'aya heen meshamesh. What did you need the heen for? Which means the heen was only used one time in history, when Moshe Rabbeinu filled up the keli for the Shemen HaMishcha. It says, V'shemen zayit heen. That was one time in history. He says, what do you need the heen for in the Beit HaMikdash? So they didn't have it. Ela, what did you have? Ela, midah yetera shelog u'mechsa aita sham. They had another measuring cup of a log and a half. What was the service of the log and a half? Which is bottom line, take out the heen and put in this one instead. So everybody agrees you end up having seven vessels in the Beit HaMikdash. Just he supplements the heen for the one and a half log item. What do you need the one and a half log item for? Sheba ayam moded lemenhat kohen gadol. Logumechsa baboker, logumechsa ben arbaim. As we learned, the kohen gadol had to bring a Mincha, it was his personal mincha, it's called Minchat Chabitin of Kohen Gadol. Every single day, there was 3 log of shemen in this mincha. So they had a special keli, 1.5 and 1.5, so they can measure the 3 lugim and split it in the proper measurements. Come to Gemara and begins, Tanu Rabbanan. Sheva midot shelach hayu b'mikdash. There were 7 measuring utensils of lach for liquid in the mikdash. Revi'it log. V'chatzi log, v'log, urbi'i tahin, u'shlishi tahin, v'chatzi heen, v'heen. Devre Rabbi Yehuda. Take note that according to Rabbi Yehuda, they're going from the smaller measurement to the bigger measurement. He starts off with a Rabbi'i log, and he goes all the way up to a heen. Rabbi Devre Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir Omer, heen. See, right away, Rabbi Meir starts from the higher measurement, and he's going to take you 7 levels downward. Heen, v'chatzi heen, u'shlishit heen, urbi'it heen, v'log, v'chatzi log, urbi'it log. Exact same 7 items as Rabbi Yehuda. He just flips around the order. The Gemara will obviously make a point of that why does one count from top to the bottom, one goes from bottom to the top. Rabbi Shimon omer, lo haya sham heen. Like I said in the Mishnah, v'chi ma'aya heen meshamesh. Because what was the heen service? Only for shemen ha'mishcha, which was a one-time item. Oh, et mi abit tachtav. So if I knock out the heen, I got to have 7. Because there was a tradition, you had to have 7. So what am I putting instead of the heen? Ela midah yetera. There was an extra midah, like the Mishnah said, shelog u'mechsa itasham. Shebo haya moded l'habite kohen gadol. Log u'mechsa baboker. Velog u'mechsa ben arbaim. To measure the oil of the Mishnah of l'habitim, 1.5 in the morning, and 1.5 in the afternoon. Amru lo. So the Bimeir and the Bihudar, they tell the Bishimon, What are you talking about? What did you have to make a special 1.5 item for? Hatsi log aitasham. There already was a hatsi log item. If shad the sha'ir b'hatsi log, which was to get 1.5 log of oil, just use the keli 3 times. You have already a hatsi log item, so fill it up 3 times and you'll get a 1.5. What did you need to make a special 1.5 item? You could use what you have already. So he answered back, Amar lem afle debrechem. It said what? Hatsi log lo yaseh. What did you make a hatsi log vessel for? After all, the revi'it aitasham. You had the revi'it item. Ve'efshal eshel b'revi'it. Just do 2 revi'it and it makes a half a log. So for the same question you threw at me, he throws it back at them. Ela zeakla layab mikdash. We must have a rule in the Beit Mikdash. Kli shemeshamesh mida zu, eno meshamesh lemida acheret. Which means when you have the keli for one item specifically, you don't use it to measure a different shiur. And therefore, if I'm measuring hatsi log, I don't use it to be 8 log to measure a half a log. For the same reason that I don't use a half a log to measure a 1.5 log. Which means each item needs its own measuring utensil. The Gemara says, Ma'ika ben Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. What's the nafkamah between the both rabbis? Both of them agree that there's what? 7 kelim in the Beit HaMikdash. Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Birrutze Midot, Ika Benayu. You know what the Nafkamina is? The overflow, when you fill up the keli to the rim, so you have a little oil, let's say, that it gets stuck to the rim of the keli. So the question is that considered kadosh or not? Jeez, the keli is Mekadesh the item that you put in it. To what level? So one rabbi is going to tell you up to the rim, and one was no, even the overflow, when you hold the cup, there's like the wine, you know, clings to the rim. So that's called Birutze Midot. Birutz is the overflow. So Gemara says like this, Leman de Amat, Mimata Lemala, which is the Biuda. That says he measured the Midot, Mimata, starting from the log, going all the way up to the Heen. So he says, Katsabar, Birutze Midot, Nitkadeshu. He holds that in the Kanameh, that the Birutze Midot, that these overflow, they became Kadosh. And we'll see exactly how, why, where do you see that? Revi'it Yahiv Le Rahmana Le Moshe. Which means really, Borei Olam gave Moshe Rabbeinu 1 midah. He gave him the small midah. He told him, use the Revi'it. That's the Shi'u that you'll use to measure out everything. V'amar Le, he told him, Sha'er. Now use this revi'it to go calculate all the other midot. Deka aile lehu birutzin, which means the hatsi log by using the log, it'll prove to us that birutzin is considered kadosh. We'll see why. Just accept it that Rabbi Yehuda holds birutzin is kadosh. And God told Moshe Rabbeinu to use the smaller vessel initially to measure all the other shi'urim. Continue to get to the other opinion first. Leman de Amar, Mimala Lemata, then you have the other opinion, which is what? Rabbi Meir. That says he started from the Heen and he went down. Kasabar Berutze Midot, lo nitkadeshu. He says, no, the overflow did not become kadosh. Rahma Vimat Heen Yahiv Le Rahmana Le Moshe. Really, Moshe Rabbeinu was given the bigger, the measuring shiur, the heen, to measure everything out. Ve'amale sha'er beha. And Borei Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu, measure using this, dekan naftke birutzin. So the birutzin will fall out. Now let's read Rashi to see exactly how this works out with birutzin. Let's read Rashi on top. Ika benayu. See Rashi on top, Ika benayu. Rabbi Yehuda de Amar milimata lemala. And he goes from the smallest shiur to the biggest shiur. Kasabar birutze hamidot et kachu ketsad dirbi'it yahiv le rahmana le Moshe Sinai. Amar le sha'er birbi'it et ahirim v'yimdod shne birbi'it, which means fill the cup up twice, shne birbi'it v'yaseh men hatzilog. And from 2 revi'it she'll make half a log. V'shuv log, etc. Ad heen. They keep on filling up the hatsi log, or the revi'ita log, until you get a heen. I mean, that's your measuring cup. And as many times you'll fill it up, you'll get to the bigger shi'urim. V'sha'ir otu heen. כל כך גדול שיכנסו בדוצין של כל אלו מידות. Which means, because when you fill a small keli up, what happens? You can fill it to the top, let's say, right? When you lift it up and pour it into another keli, the bidutzin will fall into the bigger keli. It seems on a smaller keli, it's more manageable. And therefore, when you have the top, is filled to the top, you lift it and you pour it into another vessel, everything will fall into that vessel, including the bidutzin. So therefore, Borei Olam is telling him to use a smaller cup to measure the bigger shiurim. Must be, he was telling him that the birutz is going to be factored into there, because the birutz is kadosh, because you're using that birutz to measure the bigger shiurim. When you take two smaller vessels and pour it, it's small, you're able to right away pour it into the bigger cup with the birutz. וכן השני, על כך צריך הגדול המקבל שניהם להיות גדול כל כך שיקבל אותם את בירוציהם. על כך נתקדשו. So the bigger vessel has to be big enough to receive not only the רביעית, along, but enough to receive the birutz. Because when you're going to pour it into the bigger vessel, you're going to get a little extra on the top. And therefore he holds, must be that the birutzim nitkachu, because that's coming into the bigger keli. The other rabbi is going to hold the opposite, that he told them to start off with a bigger vessel. Start off with a heen, let's say. And from there you'll measure the smaller vessels. Next Rashi, Uman de Amar Mimala Le Mata Kasbar Birutze Hamidot Lo Nitkadishu. והין יאיב לרחמנה למשה ואמר לשער ממנו את האחרים חצי ההין ושלישית ההין ורביעית ההין וכיוון צריך לשפוך ממידה גדולה לחלקם לשני כלים. Exactly, which means you have a big kelly filled up with a heen, let's say a lot, and now you're going to pour it into smaller vessels in order to get the smaller שיעורים. אין יכול לשפוט בבת אחת עם הבירוצים. Obviously, because you're pouring from a bigger vessel. So exactly, it'll fall on the floor. You pour the whole thing, it's too big. So therefore, you cannot pour the birutzim. Nefish zeh kli gadol, vezeh kli katan, vezeh lishpoch al yedeh, al yad. Which means you have to pour it al yad, slowly, each one. Umitoch shememaatim nechsarim birutzim ma shetzapa lekli kol sha'a, v'lo yushem birutzim. Because when you're pouring from a bigger vessel, you're pouring in one shot. You're pouring it aliyad, meaning a little.
The small one fits in the big one.
Right, the smaller.
So you're not going to lose anything.
Correct. Which means when you pour, right, you hold it or you pour it into the smaller one. Nothing drips into the bigger, the smaller keli. Boom, the whole thing goes in.
Some splash out maybe.
But you'll get the birutzim into the bigger keli, yes. When it's pouring from small to big. When you point from big to small, since you
the second you tilt it, you'll lose.
Yeah, you lose some. So therefore, you're not getting the, because you're not pouring the whole thing in one shot. You have to pour it aliyad, so the birutzim fall maybe on the floor even. They're not going to go into the keli. So that's basically the machloket. Basically, is the birutzim kadosh or not? But everybody agrees 7 kelim, and how did it start off?
You have an answer. The actual measures are different.
The actual measures are different.
Come out that way.
Oh, you mean? Do you have the extra on the birutzim kadosh or not? That's the machloket. The Gemara says no. You don't have to say that's the machloket. Abaye Amar dekol alma birutzim midot ika lemalot kadeshu ika lemalot kadeshu. Don't get involved in that machloket. You can say it's kadosh. You can say it's not kadosh. Ve'aka, you know what the machloket is? B'mileim kamipalge. When it's said in the parasha. Shenehem meleim solid, right? By the korban of the nesiim. It says kalat kesef ahad, mizrak ad kesef shenehem meleim solid. Belulah b'shemen leminha. The machloket is, what does it mean when it says the word meleim? Man de amar mil ma'ala lemata. The opinion that says it starts with the biggest shi'ud and goes down. Kasabar meleim shelo yehaser. Which means you cannot have less than the shi'ud, nor can you have more than the shi'ud. Which means God said originally to Moshe, make a heen, meaning a perfect size heen, and from there you'll measure the smaller midot. And therefore, all the midot are going to be perfect, according to the shi'ud. That's mele'in. Uman de'amar mimata le'mala. And the shita that says, no, you start from the log. Right, the Rivi Aita log, and work your way up. Mili'im shelo yehaser. Yeah, it means lo yehaser. It cannot be less. Aval yotir mili'im karinam be, which means you're going to have more. Because, like we learned earlier, when you pour from the smaller cup into the bigger cup, what happens? You're able to pour the whole cup in, without losing anything. Oh, so that was going to be filled to the top. Leave netkatshu or not netkatshu. That you can go either way. The question is, what is considered milim? Are you allowed to add more than the cup? Or no, maybe that's to be exactly the shoot itself. So the shita that says, mimala lemata, you cannot be even above. So therefore, that's why when you're measuring from a bigger cup, you're not going to fill it up to the top, because you have to do aliyat, like Rashi said. Mashiachin, if you're doing from a smaller cup, since you could pour the whole thing in, it will reach the rim, or the brim, and therefore the milim shelo yehaser, aval yachol liyot yoter. Look at Rashi, small to big, exactly. Rashi ikal lememark Rashi bemeiri pikam epliki. Look at Rashi on the top. Dichtiv shenehem milim solet vuadin b'shar keli lach. Right, even over there, it's talking about solet. Solet is not a lach. So Rashi says vuadin. That the mili'im applies to lach items as well. Man da man mimala lemata kaso mili'im daafka da'ay kira b'mizrag shukli lach shelo yehaser velo yotir ilahin mechalek betoch shnei hatzei ahin mitzumtzamin v'chein kulam man da man mimata lemata kaso shelo yehaser velo yotir sheyaseh gadol shushnei gadim de b'shnei hasin yishbo yotir koshu b'shalem kedama le'anyan shenayim shukulim shekel shalem shayim mekalbon shumechle de shnei hatzeim shekel. You end up having a drop more when you're going to go measure from mata lemala as opposed to na'ala lemata. The mahlok is not whether it became kadosh or not. The mahlok is what it says, shnehem mele'im. What does mele'im mean? One says perfectly mele'im. The other shita says no. Mele'im can mean even if it's a little over, which means you have the foam, let's say. Right? There's a little foam that goes on the top, that's considered also mele'im. You can have more, not less.
So if you say that it's from the big to the small, mele'im means?
Shelo yahaseh, that's kind of, it's perfect.
Can't be more.
Because you're pouring slowly. When you pour in one shot, what happens? It's very simple. When you pour in one shot, you know what happens? It becomes a foam. When I go like one shot, boom, it creates like a bubbles. The foam. So it's going to go to the top, it's going to be higher. Mashiach and the other stuff, when you're pouring slowly, you know, it fits it exactly into the shirut. Mashiach, when I have a small shirut to fill it to a big shirut, boom, I pour it and they have a ketzef. And like the white foam on top, so everybody says, that's okay. That's considered the kadosho now. Bidiyuk. Amar mor. Bishmon omed lo haya sham heen. The Bishmon said a good point. No, what do you need in the Midrash for? The heen was a one-time item at the Shemin HaMishcha. Shapir kabalu the Bishmon Rabbanan. The Bishmon had a good claim to the rabbis. Rabbanan, hava heen de'avad Moshe the Shemin HaMishcha. Dichtiv v'shemin zayit heen. Yeah, they kept it. They had it in the Beit HaMikdash of the Tzaz Moshe Rabbeinu. That was like an old measurement that was used from the Tzaz Moshe Rabbeinu. So Gemara says, Mor sabar kiman dil dorot lo avat sarich lefi sha'ahu de'avde v'ignaz. The first Rabbi Bishmon says, listen, it was a one-time item. Why would you leave it in the Beit HaMikdash if it's not going to be functional for the rest of the generations? So therefore they must have made it in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, v'ignaz, they put it in Genizah. The other Shita says, no, once it was made, Kevan Dehava, Hava, it made it to the roster of Kirin, so we leave it over there, even though it did not have any function anymore after the Shemin HaMishcha. Amar Mor, Ve'et mi abi tahtav. Oh, so the Bishamon had a problem. He took out the heen. So he said, well, who am I going to put in its place? So he figured out, okay, we'll put a 1.5 log item in there to measure the mincha of the Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara says, lo sagya de lo me'ayel? What do you have to hit anything? Have 6. I mean, he was forced to get to the number 7 for some reason. So the Gemara says, lo sagya de lo me'ayel? Well, it's not enough for the Bishamon not to add another one? Kedamar Avina Gimide. We have a tradition from Halakha Moshe Sinai. Shte semichot b'tzibur. Hachaname Gimidi Tesheva Midot Shelach Hayu b'Megdash. Which means, just like we have a tradition that the two korbanot sibur that you make semicha on, normally on a korban sibur there's no semicha. Semicha is only for yachid. But there's two korbanot sibur that make semicha. Who adin? We had a tradition that the number is 7, and therefore he knew you got to get to 7. Look at Rashi on top. No Rashi on top. We have Rashi on the bottom. We have no Rashi on the bottom. Okay, what are the two korbanot sibur that need semicha? Exactly, the pari alim davar she sibur and the sa'ira mishtaleah on Yom Kippur. That's called the sa'ira of Azazel. Like it says, "Besamecha kohen et yado al rosh hapar." Okay, alecham shemishnai kolteri. Continuing the Gemara, Rabbi El Azab, Rabbi Tzadok omer shenatot hayu behin. You had one vessel that had the heen, and you just had markers on the vessel itself, so you know this is for the pot, this is for the ayil, and so on and so forth. This is for the keves. V'leit le'sheva midot. What does it do with the kavushim shalai? We just learned. I thought you have to have 7 midot. Gemara says let le. Yeah, he doesn't have it. V'ivaitema my sheva midot sheva medidot. Not that you need 7 vessels. You need 7 measuring levels. Therefore, you have 7 measures. You have one cup with 7 slots in order to measure the 7 different shiurim. Very good. Comes again, but on continues. Mishnah. Now we're going to tell you what they used it for. Rabbi Yait ma ome haitan mishamesh. Rabbi Yait alog. What did you use it for? Rabbi Yait mayim lemetzora. Okay, first of all, in the leper, that it needs to be purified. So the Torah says they take 2 birds, one of them they slaughter in a kidihares, and one of them they set free. But the one that they slaughter, it's got to be slaughtered in a keli that has mayim hayim, that has water in it. Okay? Now, how much water has to be in the keli? The Mishnah says, Rebi'it. Look at the Rashi. Look at the Rashi on the top. Rebi'it ma'im lemetzora. Dikhtiv, al ma'im chayim, b'ma'im she'edam sebon nikar ba'im, she'arachim yivayim, which means, the blood has to be noticeable in the water. So obviously you can have so much water. We have a tradition, if you put it in the eat of water in the vessel, and you put the blood of the bird in there, the blood will still be nikar. So that's the Rebi'it. Urbi'it shemen lenazir. Oh, you need a Rebi'it of oil for the situation of the nazir. If the nazir finishes his situation, he has to bring korbanot. He has to bring a kevis de'ola, kevis de'chatat, ayil islamin. With that he brings 20 loaves, 5 halot, mafetanur, 5 rikikin. And the lehamim, to make the breads, you have to use a revi'it of oil in making the lehamim of the nazir. Hatsi log me'aya mishamesh. What did they use the hatsi log for? Hatsi log ma'im lesota. All things we learned in the perasha. Hatsi log ma'im lesota. That's the sota lady. Obviously, they had to erase the name of Hashem. Shenichtab b'kushab tala into the waters. The rabbis had a tradition. It is indeed Hatsi log that she says Hilcheta Gemiri la. Doesn't say the Torah that. It's all the Kalam Shem Sinai. How much water you put in the keli? Hatsi log. But Hatsi log Shemen le Toda, which means you had 40 loaves that came with the Toda. 30 of them would be used Hatsi log Shemen. Right? They would split a half a log of Shemen in order to make the lechamim, which the Gemara will explain, that she says on the bottom, Hatsi log shemen atodah mefurash nami b'ay pirka. I was going to explain it later on in the perek. Ubalog haya moded lechol amenachot. Right, and the regular log, that was for all the menachot, was log shemen. Afilu mencha shel shishim esaron notim la shishim log. The ratio in Menachot was 1 log shemen per 1 esaron of flour. So even if you had Shishim Aslonim, you would put Shishim Lugim. Rabbi Eliezer Yaakov Omer, Afidu Menachash Shil Shishim Esaron En La Ela Luga. He says, no, it's one per Minha. Even if you had 60 Esronim, one log per Shneemar, Liminha Velog Shaman. So Esron Sot Abalu Bashim Liminha Velog Shaman, which means, no matter what you have for the mincha, the log shaman. It always comes with a log. You don't go one per. The log shaman, he learned from over there that even a mincha has many, one log. Mishnah continues. Shisha. Okay, six logs. Now, six logs is a hefehin. What did they use the hatsiyahin for? Like we say, v'hatziyahin yehiye lapar. That's what Gemara says. Mishnah says, shisha lapar. What is the par? That's the par that they bring with the minhat. They kriv. Adbena baka minhat solet shoshosim balul b'shem minhatziyahin v'yayin tekriv. Okay, when a person would bring a minhat, he would bring a korban with it. Arba'a, now four lug which be a shilishitahin. Where did that come from? La'ayil. Right, urbi'itahin. Now, shilosha, that would be a ribi'itahin. Urbi'itahin, a kevis yain. Very good, that's when you brought a kevis. So all these korbanot over here. Depending on what animal you brought, that would affect the shi'ud of how much yain and oil would come with the korban. Shilosha u'me'asa le'menorah. 3.5 log, that was for the menorah. Hatsi log lechol ner. You have seven nerot kelim. Each one gets a half a log in there, so 3.5. Okay, we have any of the she's over here.
Shemen
and one's yain. Right. Yeah, this is shemen and menorah, obviously, and the other ones are shemen and yain.
Yeah, but
when
Lord, I
have
shemen, and then
he
goes.
Correct. It's giving him midot Allah. It's giving him midot Allah. That's all it is. Yeah, lah.
No, water. We had water too.
Water also. Water is by the mitzvah. Water as well.
Mitzvah,
water as well. Correct. Yativ Rabbi veqa kashya le Rabbi'it lama nimshecha, which means the Rabbi'it alog. It says all these vessels, by the way, needed to be sanctified. How do they sanctify them? With the Shemin HaMishah. With a special oil, they had to sanctify them. Wasn't stam. It's like the Kiriyah Mishkan. You need Mishiha in order to use them for Kavsh Kedushat Aguf. So the Gemara is asking, what do you need the Revi'it for? The Gemara says, wait. E Mitzorah. Which means, we just told you, for the Mitzorah. Didn't we say you need the water? For the Mitzorah, that's what you need the Revi'it for. What do you mean? Chutzu. Which means the Mitzorah becomes stored outside of the Mahaneh. It's not done inside this ceremony. So therefore, it's just Azara. So it's outside the Azara. So therefore, what did you have to sanctify the vessel for? Can it air the Gemara is assuming. If it was done inside the Azara, it needs to be Kadosh. But if the whole ceremony, really not the whole ceremony, if the water part, let's say, is being done outside, so what did you have to sanctify the vessel? Technically, it's done outside, then it doesn't have to become Kadosh. So the Gemara says, if that's the reason, we don't have to make Kadosh.
It's only usage
from these. Oh, we need it for Nazir. E Nazir, if you're going to tell me, no. We said we need it for the Lachme Nazir. To put the Rivaita Shemin, to make the loaves of the bread for the Nazir. Lechem Nazir, b'shchitat ailu de Kaddish. We learned already, the breads do not become Kadosh at the time of the baking. The breads of the Nazir become Kadosh at the time of the Shchitat Ail. So therefore, even if the vessel was not Kadosh, I don't need it to be Kadosh. It's not the Shemin that makes the Lachamim Kadosh through via the Keli. It's the Shchitat Ail. So Mimma Nafshach, why do they have to sanctify this vessel? If it's Tamim, for what? To make it Kadosh, for what purpose?
To use
for what? Nothing that you need it for needs to be Kadosh. You only use it for two things. Use it for the Mitzvah. That's not outside. You don't have to be Kadosh outside. Okay, but I need it for the Lachamim. This doesn't make it Kadosh. It's the Shaita that makes it Kadosh. So even if this is not Kadosh, big deal. You make the Lachamim, the Chol, and once I make the Shaita, the Ayil, now it becomes Kadosh. So what, for what purpose to make condition? What was the reason? Amaler bihaya sheba ya moded lahabite kohen gadol lebi'ait shemen lechol hala vehala. Oh, part of the mincha habitin of the kohen gadol is he brought six halot, right? Six altogether, 12 he brought. Six in the morning, six in the afternoon, and you needed a logu mehsa of oil. Okay, so logu mehsa, that means each hala has a rebi'ait. Correct? So therefore, you have six. Logu mehsa is six lugim. So therefore, each one is a rebi'ait alone. Oh, so we needed the vessel to be kadosh. For the minhat habitin of the kohen gadol, to measure out the oil that's going to be used to make his minhat habitin, to make each loaf. When the bee heard this from the bihaya, he said, Me'eris minhak. Ish atzati, she's the bihaya that came from Babel. He has the right ideas. He has the right answers to my questions. Me'eretz min hak, before reflects, the bihaya was from Israel. The bihaya was from Babel. So he said, Me'eretz min hak, tavi atzati. He brought my answer, meaning he answered my question. Hatzilog, me'aya mishamish. Now we go to the hatzilog. What was the purpose of the hatzilog? So we said two things. It was used for the sotah waters. And it was used also to measure out the oil that used to bake to make the todah. Yativ Rabbi v'kakashale hatzilog lama nimshach. Here we go again. What did you have to make mashiach for? I lesota v'chi chodi nu detzriche lekadoshe mayim kedoshim ketiv. What's the question? Which means you took these waters. Where did they get these waters from? They got them from the kiyor of the Beit HaMikdash. Now the waters that come from the kiyor are kadosh already. So you didn't need the keli to sanctify the waters. They were mekadosh from before. E toda lachme toda b'shchita toda with the kachere, which we know that already. The lechamim of the korban toda, when did they become kadosh? When they slaughtered the korban. So therefore, it's not the fact that the oil and the keli made it kadosh, even if the keli was not kadosh. The lechamim become kadosh b'shchitat korban.
You cannot put that water kadosh.
You're making right the chulin until you slaughter. This is chulin. No,
from the
no. For sotah, you used kiyor, not for the oil. Oil, look, kiyor for oil.
You just didn't say that.
No, that's for sotah. For sotah, they use for kiyor. Okay, so therefore, I don't have to sanctify the hatzilog. No slow. No slow. It's kadosh already. So therefore, it's not the keli that needs to make it kadosh. It's kadosh ma'asmo. Yeah, why not?
How are you going to go use a whole keli to a kadosh water?
Why not? Yeah, no issue. It's not tameh. It's not tameh. I put it in the keli. It's kadosh. Yeah. Big deal. Yeah. Don't hurt it. Either shemen. Shemen is the korban is mekadesh. Ama le Rabbi Shimon b'Rabbi. So Rabbi Shimon says shebo ayah mehalek hatzilog shemen lechol ner v'ner. You need the hatzilog for the menorah. Because we said that each vessel, each receptacle of the menorah carried half a log. So the half a log needs to be kadosh for the oil that you put there to measure out the menorah. Amar, no.
They need it, Rabbi.
They didn't need it?
No, because you could have poured from the big one just the thing. It'll finish by the end.
You don't have a 3.5 log.
You don't have a 3.5.
Correct. You don't have a 3.5 log vessel. According to one rabbi, you did. But according to this rabbi, you didn't. At the end of the Mishnah, there was a shita that said you had a 3.5.
One and a half
or 3.5?
He said 3.5 was the menorah. He didn't say that we had a vessel.
Oh, that's why you needed a 1.5 item.
Yeah.
But the point is, no, you had a half a log item, so therefore they want for each one. He says, Amad Leo, Ner Israel, Kachaya. So you're the light of Israel, he told him. That's exactly the way it was. He needed a hatzit to be kadosh for the menorah. Amar bi Yohanan, Amar bi Ner Shekavta. Now we go into the laws of the menorah. Let's say one of the nerot went out before it started, middle of the night. Kohen came into the Beit HaMikdash, sees middle of the night, it didn't last till the morning. Nidashen Hashemin. And what happened? The oil now is filled with the soot from the wick. Sometimes when you have the wick in there and it burns out, and that's all dirty. Nidashina shemin. Nidashina petila. Or let's say the wick itself became blackened and charred, that it's really not usable again. Ketzad oseh, what does he do? Mitiba, you clean it. Pour out everything, benoten bashemen, fill it up again, put a new wick in there, umadlika. Okay, so that's a hadush. That means if you see it went out in the middle of the night and it's not usable anymore, relight it. Yativ rabbi zirika, vika meba'ele, kishu noten bashemen, kibidari shona. Okay, what's your hasera? How much oil does he put in? Does he put a half a log in like it was originally? Or based on what it needs? Which means just to fill it in the kamasha hasa.
Where it left off?
Yeah. Which means, let's say you had to empty it out, right? So let's say there was a quarter of a log in the thing. You poured it out because it was all dirty. So maybe just fill a quarter of a log in. All these say, no, once you're doing it over again, you got to do it the right way. Hatzi log from the beginning. That's the Gemara's question. Amar abir miya, peshita, dikmida rishona. You got to put a half a log. Like the original. Why? Ti'i kemash hasera, minna yada'inan ma hasir. How are you going to know how much oil he poured out? What's the problem? V'chitem adem sha'edle. Before he pours it out, he looks. And he figures it out. And he measures it.
Might not be one of the seven measures.
Oh, imken sheva midot nefishlu midot tuba. You need more measurements. Because how are you going to measure that little item over there? It says you only had seven measuring vessels. According to this, if you have to measure each time the thing went out, the candle in there went out, you need smaller vessels over there to measure the in-between shiurim of the net. So, Kari Ale, when he heard that, he told him, v'adarecha tzelah harecha v'adevar emet. Ve'anvat tzedek, which means you're sharp, ve'adadecha, minashon hidud, the head and the head are interchangeable. Meaning it's like saying, ve'adadecha, your hidud, your sharpness, and your haslaha, tzelah, your matzliach, to answer me dvar emet, a true answer. Itman nameh.
Mishum hadar, like splendor.
Splendor, okay. That's the second interpretation. Okay. Gemara on Shabbat Samer Gimel v'hadarecha kilu ne'emar v'hidudecha. And then your explanation is hadar is nice, splendid, beautiful. Itman nameh. Amar Rabbi Abahu Amar Yohanan v'amri la'amar Rabbi Abba Amar Rabbi Hanina Amar Rabbi Ner shekavta v'nedashen ha'shemen nedashena petila kesad oseh metriba v'noten ba'shemen kemida rishona. Okay, the receptacle that they used to put the oil in the menorah of the Beit HaMikdash, shel perakim hava. It was movable. It wasn't really attached. Perakim, it wasn't actually, you couldn't remove it. Doesn't mean you could remove it. But it was, you could tilt it, you could move it around. In perushu chodiyot mamash, itan lefrakim ulasiran, ela hakavanah hi, kerevino dakim nitanei lechofefam klape mata la'azul lekufam. Dependable. You can move it up, you can move it down. Yeah, that's how I do it, but the nerot, no, that's the actual frame of the menorah. But the nerot itself on top, we're able to move. Kasabar, read on. Kiketiv, kikar, when it says kikar, which is like one piece of gold, miksha, which is also miksha's is beaten, hammered out of one piece. Amenorah v'nerotea ketiv. It's written what on the menorah and on the nerot. So it's all made of one piece. V'kevan de'mebaya hatava. Oh, but you have to clean out the nerot. Ilav defrakim aveh. If it's not going to be able to be removed, lo aveh metayeb aleh. You're not going to be able to clean them good from the dishin. And then you need to bend it to get out all the. So it was all made from miksha. It's all beaten, but the net itself was attached, but they made it flexible, so you could clean it good. But it was one piece.
Right. So they could have gone the ladder.
Exactly. Thin. Exactly. Thin. So it was bendable. But miksha is going on everything.
Wow.
But they had to make it in a way where the point is so you can clean it. Meti ve'kesat oseh. Oh, so it says, how did the Kohen clean the Nerot? Mesalekan. Oh, it sounds like he takes it out. Takes out the Nerot from the menorah. He goes to one more, he takes like a sponge and he cleans it. And then he goes back and he puts it back. Oh, so it's mashma what? Then it's mashma removable. So which means Rav Sheshat that said that it's attached. He goes like the following Tana. That what? That according to Hachamim, that says lo yumizim otam v'kod. They did not move it from its place. They have to actually clean it in the place of the menorah. So therefore, you see from halakha Tanaim, one shita says no, you can clean it somewhere else. Therefore, they could hold that it was even movable. He says no. What's there? Mechlal tibayele leizuza matze mazizla, which means can we make a diuk over here? It says Hachamim lo yumizim otam v'mekoma. Right? They didn't move the menorah from the place. So he makes a diuk over here. Shilu ratzakun atzir taneda ya biyadu la'asotken. It's mashma, they didn't move it. Mashma, that if he wanted to move it, it was movable. Just they didn't move it. But it's mashma, they could have, but they didn't. So it says, vaday shelo. Because if it was movable, they would move it, because you could clean it much better. Ela ema lo haita zaza memekoma. Don't read it, lo hayu mezizim. Just say, it didn't move. Which means it was not possible to move it from its place, because it was all biksha. And by reading it, lo ayu mezizin otas mashma, they didn't do it, but it was possible. So the Gemara says, if it was possible, they would have done it, because they can clean it much better. Ela the Gemara makes the yuk, lo aytad zaza mekoma, it did not move from its place. Uman hachamim, who are these hachamim that say the menorah were all made miksha from one piece? Rabbi Elazar, who? Netanya, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok, omer kemin tas, shel zahav haya la al gaba. כשהוא מטיבה דוחקו כלפי פיה, כשהוא נותן בשמן דוחקו כלפי ראשה. So there was like a thin piece of a plate של זהב היה לה על גבה. That was on top of the נרות. He says הנרות היו עושים כמין ספינה קטנה, like a little boat, רחבים באמצעים. So it's wide and it gets narrow as it gets to the top. במקום שהפתילה דולקת. והטס היה מונח עליהם כדי שלא ייפול לתוכה עפר. There was like a plate on top, so debris doesn't fall into the menorah. כשהוא מטיבה, so when he would clean the menorah, דוחקו כלפי פיה. Says dochef et atas klepe pia ner sheshem nutna pitam megale et tocha ulahar mikenei mechufefa metiba. So how do you think of it? They did it, but they would bend it in a way what, so they can get in there and clean it, and then what? Ushun noten bashemen. You have to straighten it up again. So dochako klepe rosha to cover it up again. Gemara sufta daritanei tzmachot lemanchitanim betanya menorah venorotei bot menakikar. So one chita says the menorah and the nerot itself, which is the receptacles, that came from one kikar, meaning miksha zahav, all from one gold. The en malkacheya umachtotea mena kikar. The malkacheya is the different pieces, the utensils. They were made up of separate pieces of gold. Rabbi Nachmiya said the menorah itaba mena kikar, velo nerotea, not even the nerot. So one shita says only the goof of the menorah came from kikar, and one shita says no, the goof of the menorah plus the nerot. Okay, so bottom line, the machloket is whether the nerot of the menorah retractable or not. What's the machloket? Be'aykera detanya kikar zahav tahor yase ota lamadu lemenorah sheba'a mena kikar minayim derabot neroteha Talmud omar et kol hakelim ha'ele. יכול שאני מרבה אף על כחיה ומחתותיה, תמוד לומר אותה. Which means אותה is coming to say only the menorah and the nerotea, that's all one piece, they come from kikar. But the other utensils, no. דברי רבי נחמיה. גמרא says, כאשה עד רבי נחמיה, עד רבי נחמיה. Why? Because here רבי נחמיה said that it was one piece. And above we just said that רבי נחמיה says that the menorah and the nerot were two separate pieces. Right. We have a stira in the Binahamiya to the Binahamiya. Tretanae, Valibad Rabinahamiya. Tutanaim, according to the Binahamiya. Bios from Kraomer, Menorah, Bamena Kikar. Ven Malkahayam, Machtotev Nerotea. When a kikar, Rabbi Yeshua says, only the menorah came from kikar, but nothing else. The ela ma'ani came et kol hakelim ha'ele. Oh, but it says in the pasuk et kol hakelim ha'ele she kulam shel zahav. Doesn't mean that to be kikar. It means they all have to be from gold, but not that to be kikar. Et kol hakelim ha'ele, just saying the material that you have to use. Zahav ve'ja ketibi. What are you talking about? We know you have to use gold. It says beferush va'asita teroteh shva ve'ela teroteh ve'ir al ever paneu malkara matuteh zahav tahor. So I don't need the pasuk to tell me go into beferush. No, it's lecha ela lefi nerot, which is the place where the mouth, the lip, where the petila is standing over there to teach me. But also has to have gold. Why? I would think that has to be gold. Sagad lekamina oil ufi nerot ashkonem mashchar. That gets blackened over there. Haturah hasam mamunan Yisrael, because you can make the gold black. Maybe the Torah doesn't want you to waste money to make it gold, but it's going to anyway. You're going to have to keep on cleaning it and that. And therefore, maybe you don't have to use aftahor. Maybe I could use not pure gold in that spot over there. Kamash ma'lan. No, that even the piha you have to use aftahor, but only the menorah itself, according to the Yeshua. But the nerot and all the other stuff can be even meaning separate. It doesn't have to be from kikar. Baruch Adonai.